It appears that Wisconsin Republican Paul Ryan has decided to run for Speaker of the House, which could be the beginning of the end of the drama surrounding the position for the last several weeks. Ryan was widely seen as one of the only members of the House that could unite the Republican Party and appease both establishment and conservative Republicans. But what does this news mean for agriculture? Ryan reportedly assured members of the House Freedom Caucus that he wouldn't bring any immigration legislation to the floor without the backing of the entire party, and it was Ryan who is one of the leaders of the House's push for fundamental tax reform. But as Dale Moore, American Farm Bureau Federation Executive Director, puts it, a wide variety of financial topics will be up for discussion under the new speaker.
As the speaker's race sorts itself out, one of the first things that's going to be on the agenda, already on the agenda, is this issue with the debt ceiling and the continuing resolution that runs out the first part of December. So the whole conversation about the budget, about appropriations, about the whole fiscal process that runs the nation is going to be front and center. Our hope is that these important tax provisions that help our farmers and ranchers are part of that discussion.
Should Ryan eventually be elected as the new House Speaker, it would vacate his current position as chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, and Moore said that will likely lead to leadership emerging from the Lone Star State.
When you look at the lineup in terms of Ways and Means members, you've got Representative Sam Johnson from Texas and also Representative Kevin Brady from Texas. So I think the safe way I will say it is it would look to me like that somebody from Texas out of that one or two individuals is likely to be the next chairman.
Ryan was also instrumental in developing Trade Promotion Authority, which the new speaker will use to vote on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, likely coming in 2016. Elections within the Republican caucus and full House are expected next week. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.